I am Homolosa. I am Black. I am Chickasaw. I am both fully. I am not American. I would not consider myself an American because Americans are, in my opinion, settlers and takers, which I am not. Chokma. Sohochifo, it's Sunny Ishimanaobi. So hello, my name is Sunny Ishimanaobi. I'm currently residing on Chochenyo Ohlone land. I am a birth worker, a writer, and a student at Mills College. My birth name is Kiana Joy Christine Smith. And Sunny is something I landed on because my grandfather used to call me that, and there's a song called Sunny that he used to like play on his record player. Bright days are done, and the... Oh, wait. Dark days are done, and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you. Thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny. There are times when I literally think I come from ghosts, and like I'm like, am I here? I feel like every day I have felt like that I don't belong in the Indian community. I have a sense of imposter syndrome with my identity because of the way I look and because of my particular history, which is not very common for most natives. I do not see my story represented anywhere. There have been some books that kind of touch on it, but I think the thing about Black Native identity is that it is just, it's so diverse. You have Black freedmen, you have Black Natives who are enrolled, you have Black Natives who are enrolled, you have Black Natives who have been adopted out. And so I don't think any one book would ever be able to encompass all of that. And then also I think Indian country just hasn't tried to encompass those stories or give voices to those people. My Ishkosi makes me feel fully seen and represented. She is my auntie cousin. She is the whole reason that I am who I am today. She was the one who gave me my Chickasaw name. She has passed down so much of our knowledge, both familial and community knowledge. And she has always validated me as a Black Native. Within Indian country have kind of tried to get me to pick a side. And I can't rip myself in half. That's not how that works. So that's a big part of how I feel like I'm seen by her. I love food, period. But what I really love about being Black and Native is the fact that I can have like fry bread with my gumbo or like fried chicken and with my three sisters stew if I wanted to. Like I can mix and match different parts of my culture and it fits like in a culinary way. And I think that validates me like in on a more like physical like level, like, hey, this works together. These aren't two identities that are at odds with one another, if that makes sense. And so I find that very beautiful when I can join the two foods of my culture. I would tell somebody who shares the experience of being a Black Native that not to let anyone tell them who they are based off of how they look. Don't let anyone tell you who you are. Especially not based off of how you look. And just know for yourself who you are.